Well, good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. Welcome to this Facebook Live session. It's part of a series of conversations I've been having with those of you who run agencies in the behavioral healthcare sphere. My name is Michael Gordon. I'm a PhD, child psychologist, veteran clinic administrator, clinical researcher, and I've had a decades-long interest in effective data-driven clinic management. It's just has always been interesting to me how to make something happen in the most efficient, painless way as possible. So in last week's episode, I talked about the challenges of attracting and keeping a competent and loyal cadre of clinicians and made perhaps the obvious point that because your clinic is only as good as the people you have working in it, it was important to keep a close eye on how they were doing. I then explored what might not be so obvious, a point, and that is your EHR, your practice management software, can and should play a major role in monitoring how your staff are faring. I talked about various indicators you can follow, the no-show rate for both patients and staff, the size of the caseloads, the case acuity index, this index that we have that rates how difficult a case is, and so on. So my basic message was that your software solution should help you track those factors that might point to opportunities for supervision and for support. Now, I'd like to begin delving into other ways an EHR can keep your clinicians productive and reasonably content. Yes, I know that sounds like an odd concept, given the extent to which EHR packages are typically and many cases perhaps fairly, vilified and regarded more as a source of pain and frustration than a benefit to its users. If you're a clinic administrator, you know that staff start from a position of not wanting to have much at all to do with anything that isn't tied to the work they do directly with their clients. They'd rather have nothing to do with billing, scheduling, and more than anything, all the paperwork that's required by regulations and good practice. Generating all those progress notes, admission notes, treatment summaries, and discharge notes is an inherent burden on all of us, especially those of us who don't write quickly or might be a lot better at treating mental health problems than keeping up with requirements for documenting that treatment. It's even worse if you have to get signatures from supervisors or you run large therapy groups. Just everybody hates the paperwork, and they hate it all the more if the software they're supposed to use actually makes matters worse, not better. So when I started developing our software, Clinic Tracker, I knew that nothing I designed would be sustainable over time if I couldn't come up with something that made our jobs in the clinic easier for us, or at least not more difficult. I had heard all kinds of horror stories about how agencies had instituted programs that ended up actually driving good providers away because they just couldn't tolerate the software-induced hassles that came with these software packages. In my case, I'll admit to you that I had to quell a small rebellion when some of our staff even got wind of my efforts to implement a way of tracking our cases and helping with the paperwork. I'll talk in future sessions about my experience getting staff to buy into using an EHR practice management system. But for now, suffice it to say that I needed to convince them that one, I had no other option because I couldn't get contracts unless I could track our deliverables reliably. Number two, I would only develop a program that was intuitive and practical and easy to use. And three, I would expect, actually demand, that they let me know at every turn what worked, what didn't work, and what could be done better. Now, in our case, we were able to work our way to a system over the years that actually served as a tool for retention rather than as a prod for people to leave for elsewhere. Everything we came up with had to survive this question. Does this feature make it easier for our staff to get their work done? Asking that question at every turn is what led to a system that staff came to see as their ally. So what are some examples of how our EHR helped? Well, there are a lot, and actually there have been more accruing as each year passes. But here are a few I'll start with, and then I'll continue on in some future sessions, Facebook Live sessions. Number one, the first feature of the system that staff realized made their life easier was that all the information was kept in one place, on their computer that was tied to a central database. No more hunting down paper files and file cabinets in other people's offices or in someone's desk in the billing or compliance offices. No more having to ask someone to look up in an Excel spreadsheet or the hospital's billing system what information they might need. Everything we had on that case was easily accessible at any time. And staff came to realize how much easier it became to get their work done staying seated in their chair as opposed to hunting through three or four floors worth of offices. Now, the next feature was that everything we computerized was in one place, in one software package. In other words, we didn't have one program for scheduling, another for billing, another for compliance, and yet another for completing paperwork. That would have all meant all kinds of inefficiencies, having to log into different programs, having to double enter demographics and other information. We developed and continue to develop our program such that it does everything it needs to do without ever having to get out of the program for any purpose. That made it much simpler for our staff to learn the processes and get what they needed done, done well and done easily. Now, the third I'll close with, and we'll pick up more next time, and that's the characteristic of the system that staff eventually came to realize was an enormous benefit to them. And that had to do with the fact, in part, that I was running child psychiatric services. So that meant that there were often at least two clinicians involved in a case. And often information from others, like pediatricians and teachers, came to one of those clinicians, but not the other. Now, in times past, that would just mean that that information was in the file or in somebody's folder, but we made it so that it was always there. So it just is a fact of clinical life, I think, that the more that everybody is able to collaborate, the better things go. So I wanted psychiatrists who were doing the prescribing to know what was going on in the various non-medical therapies. I wanted the clinician working with the child to know what was going on with the prescriber, but also what was happening, let's say, with the mother's treatment, if that was happening with another clinician and so on. I felt that our providers should have no excuse for being unaware of what was happening in all aspects of the case. So more on this topic later, but to put it simply, it's a whole lot easier to maintain quality of care when everyone involved in that care is on the same proverbial page. So I'll end for now and see what questions we might have coming in to us. So if you have any questions, please type them in now, and I'll be happy to respond to them. While hopefully you're typing in some questions, let me mention that next time, which will be next week, likely at this time, we're going to be talking about further features of the system that make things go more quickly and easily for staff. We'll be talking about all the various features that make it easier, particularly to get paperwork done. Okay, I have a question that came in. It says, you mentioned that the system had to store documents that came in from outside sources. How did you get it so staff could get them into the system? That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, clearly everything we entered directly into the system would go right into the system. But yeah, we had lab reports, rating scale sheets that people turned in, physicians sending office notes. What did we do with them? Well, we sort of made it like you do with attaching documents to an email. We had it that the system made it very easy. We call it related documents. We had it that the system made it very, very easy for people simply to scan in or identify in a file a particular document or image of one sort or another and just attach it to that record so that when you went in to see the record for Johnny Smith, you could see in there any and all of the information that came in independently, that would just be scanned and put in. Now, of course, we wanted it and still continue to want it, that the extent to which it could be input directly, in other words, wasn't just a scan, but the information from those scans went into the system one way or another, became very important, because if it's in the system, then you can do statistics on it, you can analyze it and use it for care, and of course, over time, we've been able to do that in one fashion or another. Any other questions? I hope that answered that question. I guess it did. Any other questions people have gotten? Okay. Well, listen, thanks very much for viewing this Facebook Live, and I'll see you next week, and we'll keep talking. Thanks very much, and remember, just keep flying by the thrust of your data, not by the seat of your pants. Bye now.